Before I share on the first and second trumpets, in the Old Testament, the Lord had Moses make two trumpets from a single piece of silver. These trumpets were blown only by the sons of the high priest. A single trumpet blown would gather the princes of the tribes and heads of the people to Moses and Aaron, whereas both trumpets sounding together would gather the congregation of Israel to the door of the tabernacle of witness. The trumpets, when blown, commanded Israel to journey in their tribal brigades, ordained the times of their Sabbaths, declared the seasons of God's feasts, gathered Israel every seventh year to hear the reading of the law, and in the same seventh year released those who had fallen into slavery. And after seven times, in the 49th year, blew again to announce the forthcoming year of the Jubilee, in which year the poor were restored the Lord's inheritance. In the New Testament, the seven trumpets in Revelation sound in the half-hour silence in the seventh seal, and at the dividing of time spoken of by Daniel the prophet, the opening of Jesus' testimony sealed in the times of his Old and New Testaments. They set in motion the Lord's oath to Abraham, as we all journey from Christ's faith into the bondage of men's traditions and creeds. They divide the seasons of sowing and reaping of both true and false gospels in every generation. Seasons divided in their midst by the abomination of desolation, which is the perversion of Christ's salvation. From the four winds of this tribulation, a great trumpet shall gather the tribes of the earth, not in Israel born in the flesh, but rather in Israel born of God. In the seasons of their Sabbaths, harvests, and feasts they shall come. In Ezekiel we hear, "Then said he to me, prophesy to the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live." The trumpets reset the times and laws Daniel saw changed. They restore Jesus' salvation in us. In the first trumpet of Revelation, the dragon. In the Old Testament times, the generations from Abraham to David, God's oath foretold Abraham's seed would become slaves in a strange land. In the midst of these generations, the Lord called Israel out of Egypt and gave them the covenant of the law. Israel's sojourn in Canaan was conditional on keeping this law. But in time, Moses' law, God's testimony, was cast down, and from God's testimony fallen in his priesthood came forth judges, and from them kings, and from that captivity. In the dividing of time, Revelation chapter 8, verse 7, the fire, blood, and hail cast down to earth in the first trumpet is the covenant of the law given to Israel in Moses' time. In the book of Revelation, this covenant is portrayed as a dragon cast to earth. The green things destroyed reveal the desecration of those parts in the law that speak of the Lord's Christ, of a Sabbath, times of release and restoration. The Sabbaths and tenets of release memorialized in the Lord's feasts of Passover and unleavened bread are rejected and forsaken. In the New Testament times, in Revelation 1, chapter 1 to 7, the Sabbaths and times from the voices of the seven church angel messengers, which declare a falling away from faith, Balaam's idolatry and men's rule over rule, to the Antichrist spirit in this era, set loose in the seven seals, a falling away repeated in every generation from the apostles until now. Which times begin in those like Peter, who at Pentecost declared Jesus as both Lord and Christ. And within a generation, those same people, those same Christians called out, who having turned back to Moses' law, sought to murder Paul in Jerusalem for preaching Christ's law of liberty. In this trumpet, Jesus' faith is forsaken. In the second trumpet of Revelation, the beast in the Old Testament times, in the generations from David to Josiah, the house of Israel separated from the house of Judah. And to prevent Israel's tribes returning to sacrifice in Jerusalem, Jeroboam, their king, set up golden bulls in the borders of Dan and Bethel and decreed the people worship them. In the midst of these generations, at a time when Jezebel killed the Lord's prophets, came Elijah, who sought to turn Israel back to the existing one. Nevertheless, this idolatry remained in their hearts, and in time Israel were led captive into Assyria, and their sin overflowed into Judah. At the time Jeroboam sinned, a prophet of God told him a son of David named Josiah would burn the bones of Israel's priests upon its altars. In time, Josiah reigned in Judah and read the book of the law to to the people and burnt the bones of Israel's priests upon their altars and tried to cleanse Judah's house. But at Megiddo fell, and at this Jeremiah cried, for there Judah's grace ended and judgment began. And so Judah too were carried into Babylon. Israel and Judah, overcome by the cursing and the law, led captive into the nations. In the dividing of time in Revelation chapter 8, verse 8, the burning mountain cast into sea in the second trumpet, and the third parts turning to blood or dying speak of Sinai's testament sown into the sea of nations. In Israel and Judah's captivity, and of seeds in the law once taught, infecting Jesus' faith and overcoming his liberty in us. In Revelation, the beast that rises from the sea resembles the dragon cast down to earth. The body of this beast, as Daniel saw, is Jesus' gospel corrupted. However, the heads and horns of this beast are Sinai's dominion. The mountain cast into the sea, and the beast risen from those waters, is Jesus' salvation come under the bondage of the law. In this trumpet, the Lord's feast of weeks and first fruits are changed. In the New Testament time, from Revelation chapter 8 to 14, the Sabbaths and seasons that span the seven trumpets and the harvests of the Israel of God. First those tribes born of Jesus' faith, and later those multitudes purged of religious creeds. In the midst of these times and every generation, the spirit of prophecy sowing the testaments of Jesus' faith and law, like those two silver trumpets, are put to death in Sodom, even where the Lord is crucified. Jerusalem is supposedly a bastion of truth, but the reference to Sodom reveals the religious perversion in those places we esteem clean. In truth, those testaments and Jesus' servants who declare he alone is Lord and there is no God beside him are put to death in us by those same pastors we entrust ourselves. However, if a grain of corn fall into the ground and die, it brings forth fruit in the seasons of first fruits. Jesus' testament is raised in those who keep his faith and commandments. But those multitudes bow to dead religion shall be cast into the winepress. In this trumpet, Jesus' testimony is put to death in our congregations. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless this word in you. And in the name of the living God, place it in your heart and in your minds that you may grow from its understanding. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.